Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen. Well, good afternoon, radio friends. Thank you for tuning in today. Don't forget, today's Wednesday. It's church night. Amen. Got to get out to the house of God tonight and, man, find your place in the Lord's house and get in your pew. Amen. Back your man of God. Amen. Get in the choir and sing for the glorious grace of God. Worship the Lord tonight. Amen. Well, it's going to be a blessing. You know you're going to have a good time in God's house this evening if you'll show up. Amen. We've got the Justice family up now. They're going to be singing the song Beyond the Sunset for me. Hoping to be a blessing as you listen today.
My soul is now thrilling with joy he is feeling when I think of what's over life's sea. Our loved ones are waiting, they're now congregating beyond the sunset for me. Soul shall forever be free. I'll see Jesus standing on the shore by the landing beyond the sunset for me.
That's the Justice family. We appreciate them helping us on the broadcast today. We've been looking this week at the glorious procession of the Ark of God. We're talking about a time whenever Solomon brought the Ark of God from Zion to the Holy Temple, amen, right there, the holy site to which he had built. And the Bible says in 1 Kings chapter number 8, verse number 1, then Solomon assembled the elders of Israel and all of the heads of the tribes, the chief of the fathers of the children of Israel, unto King Solomon in Jerusalem, that they might bring the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord out of the city of David, which is Zion. And all the men of Israel assembled themselves unto King Solomon in the feast of the month of Ethiam, which is the seventh month, and all the elders of Israel came, and the priest took up the ark, and brought up the ark of the Lord, and the tabernacle of the congregation, and all of the holy vessels that were in the tabernacle, even those did the priest and the Levites bring up. We've been looking at the thoughts, the glorious procession. We talked about how that it had been met by mandate and how that it was mandated that they all show up. Then we spoke about how that this procession was met with an official multitude in preparing. The Bible says they were the heads of the tribes, speaking about these officials, the chief of the fathers of the children of Israel. And so they were officials. We're going to go now to part 3 of the message. on 1 Kings chapter number 8. And the King Solomon and all the congregation of Israel that were assembled unto him were with him before the ark, sacrificing sheep and oxen that could not be told nor numbered for multitude. The procession of this parade was accompanied by offering sacrifices. Now, the many offerings spoke of the importance of dedication and also the requirements to have acceptable worship. Can I tell you, in order for you to be clean, something has to die? I want to take just a moment and speak about this, the doctrine of celebration. The doctrine when it comes to celebration, I'm referring to what the Bible teaches concerning celebrating and celebration. There's many offerings reflected in theology that had an emphasis on the blood atonement. Now, of course, this is foreshadowing the blood of Jesus Christ, which takes away the sins of man. But when God ordained the Old Testament sacrifices with the shedding of blood as a means of worshiping him, he did this thing. When it came to that of Adam and Eve in the garden, the Bible specifically says this, that man tried to clothe themselves with fig leaves, and God said, no, I can't accept that. No celebration in that whatsoever. But then God clothed man with skins. Y'all remember that? A lot of those writers believe that them skins covered them from the top of their neck to below their knees, maybe even down to their ankles, so that they would have a proper covering, amen. You say, what are you saying, preacher? I'm talking about it wasn't a fig leaf covering that God was looking for. No, something innocent had to die for the guilty. Somebody innocent had to die for the guilty. Oh, you say, preacher, what's the big deal? That's what the deal's all about, amen. There can be no deal put together without this deal, amen. What I'm trying to tell you is this, that Jesus Christ, the spotless Lamb of God, John the Baptist looked on the hill and he said, hey, behold the Lamb of God. Who, what? Taketh away the sin of the world. Thank God. Listen, Jesus went to the cross of Calvary and his precious blood, amen, was the atoning price for my sin and for your sin. And when Jesus died at Calvary's hill, this is what took place. Jesus said, it is finished. What are you saying, preacher? I'm talking about, man, what Christ set out to do was finished. The plan of salvation was complete, paid in full. There'll be no celebrating. There'll be no excitement until you go by the way of sacrifice. If you miss the sacrifice for your sin, you can't shout. If you ain't gonna be able to sing right, you ain't gonna be able to pray right. If you try to do it, amen, without going by the way of sacrifice, you're gonna miss the whole reason why you're here, amen. Why is there no excitement in the house of God? We forgot Jesus. The sacrifice for our sins. That word sacrifice in our text reminds us that there's a cost to have a spirit-filled life. There's a cost. Why in the world this morning would anybody want to go sin? Why would you want to go sin? Because it was your sin that Jesus died for. Not so that you would go sin the more. Oh, no. That you might be forgiven. We ought to live circumspectly in our day. The Bible says, make no provision for the flesh. In other words, don't equip the flesh to do things you ain't supposed to be doing. Don't put your, listen, everybody listen to me. I'm not talking to young people, I'm talking about everybody. And we always want to thump our young people, but I'm going to tell you something. I've learned this, the older I get, the worse it gets. Temptation is always there. Make no provision for the flesh. Shut it down, unplug it. Throw it in the yard. Run over it with the car. Whatever you got to do, don't make provision for the flesh. You got to pour it out. You got to pour it down the drain. Hello, you got to pour it down the drain. Pour it down the drain, amen, and don't fill the refrigerator with it no more. I'm going to tell you something. The Bible said this. Wine is a mocker. Strong drink is raging, amen, and anybody that goes there by is deceived. Hey, the Bible wouldn't have said that if he was for it. Jesus had a specific plan. He had a specific purpose, amen, for the things that he put in his Bible. He desires for us to be holy. What about us, a man claim to be Christians, walk around using profanity? That'll never come out of your mouth. God ought to pull your cusser out. Oh, preacher. Praise God. Look here. Y'all, when y'all look for me, y'all look for somebody been trained by the old men of God. Amen. You know good and well, if they came back now, if them old men of God came back right this second, amen, and they came back to this world, they see what was going on, they'd be, boy, I tell you what, you'd have them on the back of men cars, you'd have them in big megaphones, they'd be riding up down the roads, amen, and they'd be preaching up and down Hooper's Creek, North Carolina, about what's going on in our land, amen. Listen, I'm telling you this morning, sin is still wrong. God has a specific plan, a specific purpose. This occasion to bring the ark of God into the temple was a joyous occasion, but the occasion was only blessed because of much sacrifice that occurred. Church, you'll never see a great move of God until there's great sacrifice on your part. I like what A.P. Gibbs said. He said, salvation is something received by us as a free gift from God. That's true, amen. God didn't charge me a dime. He's looking for the pauper, amen, to be able to receive him as Lord and Savior. But can I tell you also this? Let us never forget that worship is something presented by us to God. As a willingly acknowledgement of our deep appreciation of what he is and all that he's done. In other words, because of what God has provided, it demands our worship. I'm not talking about, man, saying the same thing seven times and swaying back and forth 27 times, amen, and acting all fake. I'm not talking about a facade. I'm talking about from the heart. I'm talking about deep unto God. Look here, I'm talking about deep felt, amen, God-filled, spirit-filled, amen. Look, worship from your heart. How long has it been since you felt a tingle from heaven, amen? How long has it been since you worshiped the Lord? How long, where's your testimony at? Amen. How long has it been since you raised your hand in victory and said, hey, I'm going to tell you something, what God brought me through. What we need today is this. We need a whole lot more people who are not cowards, amen, that are willing to stand up for Jesus, amen. Can you imagine what our world would be like if we all assembled and got together, amen? Can you imagine what it'd be like this morning if we'd all just meet together in one mind and one accord? Can you imagine what kind of worship we'd have? Hey, listen, if our hearts would be felt right, if we worshiped the same Jesus, if we honored the same Bible, can you imagine this morning what we would experience when we assemble together? So why are we not feeling it in our day, preacher? Why are we not seeing it in our day? Why is people not being saved? Because there's so many ideas of who God is. So many different Bibles of what God has said. Can I tell you, I've unrooted down. I've made my mind up. I'm going to keep that old King James Bible until the day I die. There's enough in that Bible, amen, to keep me from this world to heaven. Amen, I tell you, it's a God-honoring book. I'm going to stay with it. I'm going to stay with old-timey, Holy Ghost-felt revival. I'm going to stay with the Holy Ghost-felt, listen, the house of God. I'm going to stick with the old-time religion. Why? I'm seeking after an old path, amen, that's tried true. You know why they're building this temple? Because they wanted what their forefathers had. They built this temple, look here. They built this temple to have the experience of God, the presence of God. They desired them to honor the Lord. Listen, I'm going to tell you something. If we let this place fall, we're crazy. Boy, God's blessed this house. It's been a hospital for the hurting. People's come in here, man, strung out on drug addiction. They've come in here strung out with all kinds of immortal sins. Can I tell you what? They got in the altar, got saved with the grace of God, and they've never been the same since that day. Just think about what God's done for your life.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hooper's Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.